Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I am Nandita Khemka. Today's Tuesday, the 20th of August, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Indian equity market failed to extend the strong rally it saw on Friday. The Nifty ended flat, giving up all of its opening gains after reclaiming the 24,600 mark in intraday trade. The Sensex ended lower by just about 12 points to close at 80,425. Despite a strong start driven by positive global cues, the market quickly gave up its gains within the first hour and remained range-bound for the rest of the session. But the broader market saw good traction as the Nifty Small Cap Index clocked a 2% surge to outperform the benchmarks. On the sectoral front, IT saw follow-through buying from Friday. Except auto and banks, all other indices ended higher, with healthcare, metal, oil and gas, PSU bank indices up anywhere between 0.5% to 2%. Top Nifty gainers were Hindalco, BPCL, Shriram Finance, Tata Steel and LTI Mindtree, while M&M, Bajaj Auto, Axis Bank, IndusInd Bank and SBI Life were some of the top laggards on the index. In terms of fund flows, foreign investors remained in sell mode as they were net sellers to the tune of 2,600 crore rupees. Domestic investors, on the other hand, were net buyers of shares worth 1,800 crore rupees. For the year so far, FIIs have net bought shares worth 1.2 lakh crores, while DIIs have bought shares worth 3 lakh crore rupees. While the GIFT Nifty is hinting at a mildly positive start for the Indian market, it would be interesting to see whether the Nifty will consolidate further or see a breakout and reclaim the 24,700 mark. Technical experts believe that even though the Nifty saw some consolidation after Friday's rally, the trend remains on the upside. However, a fresh up move is possible only if the index crosses 24,650 on the upside, post which it can see a move towards 24,775. On the downside, 24,520 is being seen as key intraday support. Let's turn our attention to the global setup this morning. Wall Street is coming off another winning day with the S&P 500 and Nasdaq advancing another 1%. Both the indices posted their 8th straight positive session and the longest winning stretch of 2024. Traders are waiting for the minutes of Federal Reserve's last meeting and the Jackson Hole Symposium on Friday that may provide some clues on the central bank's interest rate trajectory. US Treasury yields were little changed on Monday, with the 10-year yield remaining below the 3.9% mark. Asian markets are trading higher, with the Nikkei and Kospi gaining 1% each. Meanwhile, China's central bank has left its 1-year and 5-year loan prime rates unchanged at 3.35% and 3.85% respectively, in line with what the street was expecting. In the commodities market, US crude oil futures fell nearly 3% on Monday to close below the $75 per barrel mark, as the US pushes to secure a ceasefire deal to end the fighting in Gaza and worries about softening demand weighed on the market. Brent crude is also below the $78 per barrel mark. Gold, on the other hand, remained subdued after piercing the $2,500 ceiling in the previous session, as investors booked profits from the record run and positioned for more cues from the US Federal Reserve and developments in the Middle East. Shifting focus to all the stocks to watch out for in trade today. There could be a block deal in Zomato, as Ant Financial Singapore is likely to sell over 1.5% stake in the food aggregator. The floor price for the block deal is at a little over 251 rupees, which is a 4% discount to Monday's close price. The offer size is $408 million or 3,420 crore rupees. Ant Financial Singapore currently holds 4.24% stake in Zomato, which as of Monday's closing price is valued at close to 10,000 crore rupees. Tata Motors will be in focus as it announces 1st September as the record date to determine the eligibility of shareholders for reduction of share capital. After Maruti, Bajaj Auto has said that it will record a one-time tax provision of 211 crore rupees in its second quarter profit for the current financial year. The company will increase its deferred tax provision due to the removal of the indexation benefit on debt mutual funds as outlined in the budget. Poly Medicure has launched a QIP to raise funds. The floor price has been fixed at 1880 rupees, which is at 11% discount to Monday's close price. Also in focus will be HCL Tech, as Prateek Agarwal quits as the CFO of the company from the 6th of September. He will be replaced by Shiv Walia. IndusInd Bank has got the RBI approval to launch an asset management subsidiary. This subsidiary will manage mutual fund operations and will be bolstered by an infusion of equity capital from IndusInd Bank. Lastly, High Tech Pipes Board has approved fundraise to the tune of 600 crore rupees via QIP and other methods. Meanwhile, shares of Saraswati Sari Depot will list on the bourses today. Analysts expect decent double-digit gains following the strong triple-digit subscription numbers and improvement in equity market conditions. In other important news, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman held a review meeting with the heads of public sector banks on Monday. Sitharaman urged lenders to carry out special drives to garner deposits and focus on efficient customer service. The focus is to be kept on rural and semi-rural areas. Discussions also included various financial parameters such as deposit mobilization, digital payments and cyber security, implementation of new credit products, schemes and access to credit under financial inclusion. The FM also emphasized on a collaborative approach between banks, government, regulators and security agencies against frauds and cyber security risks. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have market expert Himang Jani and he shares his views on the PSU banking pack. Let's listen in.
PSU bank as a pack has not done so well in the last 2 or 3 months, primarily because the quarterly performances were not good and most of the banks were struggling with raising deposits and even the NIMs were under pressure. But we do think that as a part of the sectoral rotation at some point, the theme will come back into action, and we've seen that the last whole 1 year the PSU banks did much better than Nifty and Bank Nifty both. So I think because the valuations are quite comfortable, the asset quality remains quite decent. As a theme, people would really want to look at it at some point. So within the PSU banks, we prefer some of the large names like State Bank of India, BOB, Can Bank. We would avoid the smaller PSU banks because we think that the valuation gap is not that big. And, market or investors would prefer the large balance sheets with a better management credibility. So from that perspective, I think it would be better to focus on the larger banks.
Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you on Wednesday at the same time.